In the name of Jesus, dear sons and daughters of God, amen. I don't know about you, but life is pretty complicated, amen? I mean, you buy a TV, and you got to get an app, and then you got to watch a video, and then you still have like a couple of remote controls to work with. I mean, really? Does it have to be that way? But if that's not enough, there's plenty of other things in your life and my life that just get more and more complicated. Amen? I mean, it's just overwhelming sometimes to face all the change that's taking place and all the difficulties that come our way. And yet, here's the good news. The power of God is at work. And it doesn't need a Wi-Fi password. And you don't have to write that password down with all the other passwords that you have that you've crossed through to put new passwords next to. I mean, that's the good news about what God has done for us through His Son. We have a power that's at work. And while there's plenty of things complicated in your life and my life, the Apostle Paul just hits it home today in our epistle reading. And it's so amazing to think that long before there were radios and walkie-talkies and Wi-Fi, there was the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is more than just an operating system you've got to have on your device. It's actually something that God has in play because of what Jesus has done. I mean, when Christ died on the cross and then 40 days ascended and then 10 days later gave out His Spirit, the world was changed. And now we live connected to the power of Almighty God. And it's absolutely amazing. The Apostle Paul makes it plain to us today that we are connected. So rest your faith in the power of God. Rest your faith in what God has done through His Son. Fascinating. Paul says to the Corinthians that, how did he say it? And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. You know, he didn't have all this fancy rhetoric. He didn't have all this entertaining images to go along with it. Rather, I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's what it was about. Paul gave to them the simple message of what it means to have a God in flesh and blood come and die on the cross in our place so that the wrath of God would be removed from all of our sinful thoughts, words, and actions. And that we would, for Christ's sake now, have peace. Not the absence of troubles and challenges with Wi-Fi and devices, but the presence of Jesus in the midst of all the crazy things that stir up our lives across the spectrum of who and what we are. It's this message. It's Christ crucified that changes your life and my life in ways that nothing else can. And so Paul tells them, that's what I was telling you all about Jesus. You know, there have been some conversations in my life with some of my Pentecostal friends over the years. Their complaint is, you guys always talk about the Father and the Son. You never talk about the Holy Spirit. Now, before I got theologically trained, I didn't hardly know what to say, except for, well, we believe in the Holy Spirit. Now I realize, and even through the Scriptures understand, that when we talk about Jesus, that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to talk about. When we tell people the good news of how someone came to take upon Himself all the ways that we have fallen short, that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to talk about. The Holy Spirit is always pointing us to Jesus. Because it's Jesus that saves us and changes our lives. And so the Holy Spirit is that power, the power of God at work. Power of God at work. Paul loves to talk about the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes he just talks about the power of God, the dunamis. The dunamis is the Spirit. Paul goes on to say, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. It's hard work. Share the good news. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, He didn't feel like he had to make some kind of a solid case, but rather he did it in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of the dunamis, so that your faith might not rest on the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The power of God, the Holy Spirit at work. The Holy Spirit that's been given to us. We've been the recipients of that download through the waters of holy baptism. We are renewed in that as we hear the word of God, as we take and eat, take and drink the body and blood of Christ. The Holy Spirit wants us to rejoice in the forgiveness of our sins, so that in the power of the Spirit, we can live out our identities as God's own. Free of guilt and shame and fear. No longer wanting to play the blame game, but let's just get it done. Let's figure it out. Let's go forward in faith. Let's love and let's accomplish things in our daily lives that give God glory and bless the lives of those around us in the power of God. That's what it's all about. Your life and my life. And when we find ourselves running out of gas, perhaps we're focusing on the wrong wisdom, the wrong stuff. We need to understand it's about Jesus. There was a dear man in my life years ago. His name was Glenn Dork. You know, like, don't be a dork. And he loved Jesus. He died on Thanksgiving Day, 2004. And he had lost a son who was a teenager years before. And I was kind of like his adopted son, and he was like my adopted dad. And he had in his big shop a picture of Jesus. And he'd always say, keep your eyes on the cross, kid. I'd say, okay, Dad. And then there were things in my life that started stirring up and messing with me that were very, very hard to deal with. And then I started realizing, yeah, it really is about keeping my eyes on the cross. It's really all about what Jesus has done, Christ crucified. That was a long time ago, and there's been plenty of rough weather since. But it's all about Jesus. And for you, I know for some of you I'm preaching to the choir. You understand exactly what I'm saying. It's about keeping our eyes on the cross. It's about being recharged in Him, the one who comes to us in His very body and blood, so that we can taste and see that the Lord is good. Because it's all about what Christ has done. I mean, how many ways are we in weakness and fear and much trembling in our own lives? And yet we have a message that we can trust in and also share with those around us. And it's the power of God at work within us as we tell people about Jesus. It was fun last night to think about how at the sweetheart dinner, Jesus has made us His Valentine, and that He loves us, and that we can share love with the people around us. I didn't say this to you earlier, but we'll soon have an anniversary, St. Paul. On February 14th, 1982, the charter of this congregation was established. So happy anniversary, 38-year-old St. Paul, and we were created by the love that God has for us in Jesus, and we are being sustained by that same love that God has for us through Christ crucified once for all, so that we will be empowered with the Holy Spirit. Talk about an operating system. Talk about a powerful Wi-Fi. Again, so thankful we don't have to write that password down. I mean, think about what He does. This is the power of God, the Holy Spirit. Paul said it this way. Let's read this together. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. So we can't even see, we can't even imagine in our hearts and minds what God has prepared for us. But think about it. God's not done with you. He's not done with us. He's got other things planned for you in your life. You know, there can be times in your life and my life where we wonder what's going on. God's not done. And yet, it's not up to us to figure it out either. I mean, that's what we just said, right? I mean, we still want to try to figure it out, don't we? We try to by somehow mental grit and emotional wit, we can figure it out. But okay, what did we just read? Give it up. Look, it'll come to you in a different way. It'll come to you in the power of God. It'll come to you in the Spirit. Here's verse 10 again. God has revealed it to us through the Spirit. So it's through the Spirit that searches everything, even the depths of God. I'd like to read this to you. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person, which is in him? The answer is nobody. So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. Freely given us by God. So put your faith on the power of God who is at work within you to help you across all the things you're trying to think about on your own, to help you see only what the Spirit can give you a glimpse of. Don't be surprised as the Holy Spirit continues to teach you more. One of the challenges with institutional Christianity in our day and our time is a lot of people just stop wanting to learn and grow. But God's not done with you. There's more for you to learn and grow in as God reveals it through you by the power of His Spirit at work within you. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, put your faith on the power of God. You don't need a password. You don't need to find the Wi-Fi. It's all in Christ crucified for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond all that we understand, may that peace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds. In Christ Jesus, amen.